All right, it's AM 1490 WMBM, and it is now 27 minutes past the 11 o'clock hour. And I want to give like a footnote to everything that you all have heard, because you all need to know that I believe fervently in public education. I was just given a major award, and a gentleman that I have the utmost respect for received it on my behalf, because I had to go to D.C. to be with Dr. H. Beecher Hicks in his retirement service. Frederick Ingram, who is the president of the United Teachers of Dade, who I have supported, and I've always supported UTD, and I support Broward Teachers Union. I worked as a teacher's assistant at South Area Alternative School, okay, right there on the campus, right across from Hallandale High. Used to be, those of you who live in Hallandale and Copper Ranches and Dania Beach, y'all know Lanier, that campus there. I was a teacher's assistant there. I was a teacher's assistant at MacArthur Senior High School. Yes, I was. And I also spent a few years in Miami-Dade County in a classroom at Silver Bluff Elementary, and part of a year at Madison Middle School. So I'm never, ever, and I would never, ever be anti-public education. But I'm able to walk and chew gum at the same time, because I believe fervently in public education, and these scholarships that we've been talking about, Step Up for Students, are very much a part of our collective moral commitment to provide equal educational opportunities for our children. They strengthen public education, not diminish it. Because all of us, and I think the schools that you heard represented here, whether it's Mount Bethel Academy, whether it's Abundant Life, whether it's New Jerusalem Christian Academy, Mount Bethel Christian Academy, or Dr. John A. McKinney Christian Academy, we named the school after a man who spent 35 years in public education. Dr. John A. McKinney was the first principal who opened Turner Tech. His wife spent over 25 years in public education as a principal, as a school teacher, as an assistant principal, Rhonda C. McKinney. Our whole educational wing is the Dr. John and Rhonda McKinney educational wing. So we support public education, but at the same time, there has always been private education as well as public education. This is not a competition. It is not about public or private. It is about matching each child with the school that works best for him or her. It's about giving children and their parents options so they can find the one that works best for them. I had a question. Why would the School Boards Association wait 13 years to file a lawsuit against this program? If it claims the Constitution restricts children to attending only schools that are operated by the district, why not challenge the charter schools or McKay scholarships for disabled students or vouchers for four-year-olds? Why single out poor children? These school board members are elected to serve all children in our community. Please tell me, what value is gained by trying to pull over 69,000 impoverished students out of schools across this state that are working for them? How does that help us end the cycle of generational poverty? You heard testimonials, not just from JAMCA, but from other schools as well, that is working for them. It may not work for everyone. It may not work for every student. Every student can't operate or excel in a public setting, while others can and others do. While others need a smaller, more intimate environment. I think I would have gotten lost if I had to go to the University of Florida, or if I had to go to Florida State, when you have one class with 300 people in it. I think I would have got, well, at Florida Memorial, it was a little more intimate. Okay? And that suited me better. I think I would have gotten lost in that larger environment. Nothing wrong with UF. Nothing wrong with Florida State. But everybody doesn't function well in certain environments. And Florida Memorial University back then was a college. I mean, it suited me better. It was a little more intimate. It was a university kind of flavor there. I mean, it was no shortcuts. We had to do our work. But because there weren't 300 to 400 people in one class, I could raise my hand, Mrs. Dr. Bergavore, she was really the toughest teacher I've ever had in my life. But you see, I remember her. Dr. Bergavore, Dr. Sandra Thompson, she was tough too. but it was a more intimate kind of environment where if I was struggling in statistics or struggling in sociology or whatever the class I was taking, they would be able to, you know, I hate to use this phrase, but it really comes down to this: different strokes for different folks. And you got to find out where you best fit in educationally or whatever. Some people are not comfortable in a large church. It's not that they don't like that ministry. They're like, it's just too big. And then some people are more comfortable in a smaller, intimate setting. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. That's the way some of our children learn. It's not failing our kids. And then, as I was getting ready to state, I don't think any of us have like middle school and high school students, which means after sixth grade, these children will be returning to our public education. So now they come back to public education because a lot of these kids are at risk, quote unquote. That's what they like to label them, at risk. So we get a lot of, quote unquote, at risk. But then by the help of the Lord and teachers and everybody and parents and everybody involved, the children are turning around academically. They're turning around socially. They're turning around behavior-wise. They're turning around. So now when they go back to public school, you got a kid now who could adjust, who have adjusted to now, you know, to continue to excel. In my opinion, it's a win-win situation. And I'm just kind of confused at why would people attack this. And why can it be? Now, y'all need to know me. I'm at times I'm just a win-win kind of person. I talk to politicians about win-win. Why can't you win and why can't the community win? Why has to be somebody win, somebody lose? Why can't it be a win-win situation? That's how I looked at the bond issue for public schools here in Miami-Dade County and Broward County. I looked at both of them. See, I'm one, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can support Step Up for Students with these scholarships, and I can also support public education. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Even without Step Up for Students, we're still going to have private and public, but it's not a competition. It could be the best of both worlds.